Cease worrying and begin trusting. Your mind will have health as you set it upon the Lord, trusting Him rather than assuming responsibilities as if God were a stranger to you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a healthy mind. Occasionally we hear of some terrible crime committed by an outraged person. We respond by saying, "That person has a sick mind." Now, while our diagnosis may or not be true in that particular case, it recognizes that a mind can be sick just as the body can be sick. The Bible says that as a person thinks in his heart, that is what he is. If a person's mind is not healthy and filled with wholesome thoughts, his conduct will reflect it. If a person lives in rebellion against God and man, it indicates he is not thinking correctly. So that's why we're discussing the subject, how to have a healthy mind. The Bible says it is possible for a person to be renewed in the spirit of his mind and make his whole lifestyle change. So the question we're seeking to answer is, how can I have a healthy mind? We have observed four guidelines on enjoying a healthy mind. First, guard your attitude. Be filled with joy. Second, keep a spirit of prayer. Pray instead of worry. Third, discipline your thoughts. Fill your mind with thoughts that are uplifting and honorable. Four, maintain Christian relationships. Keep fellowship with other believers and follow your spiritual leaders. And now I call you to a fifth guideline toward a healthy mind. It is reflected in the words of Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, do you ask, what does that do with having a healthy mind? I answer, to trust in Jesus Christ and His strength to work in you delivers you from a multitude of anxieties and fears, thus giving you peace and health in your mind. If you would have a healthy mind, therefore, depend on the Lord. I call your attention to the three elements of that statement. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. First, there is an expectation of success. I can do all things. Now take the statement in the light of its evident limitations, of course. It does not mean I can be the champion of athletes, or I can be the president of my nation, or I can be an eminent brain surgeon because of Christ. It means instead that I can be all I need to be, all God designed me to be, all duty binds me to be. I do not need to be more than that. Our assigned purpose in the world is to render Christian service to people in the name of the Lord. All that I need to fulfill that predestined purpose is available to me because of Jesus Christ. I can be rich in good works as I follow the leading of God in daily life. Paul summarized the lifestyle of Christians as your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, such a lifestyle is not dependent solely on natural talent or personally acquired abilities. It is made possible because we belong to Jesus Christ. Expect victory. Without any element of sinful pride, be full of confidence in the Lord. Learn to say, "I can do all things." Believe it and act upon it. Second, there is a humble dependence on the Lord. It would be a sinful human pride just to say, "I can do all things," if that was the end of the sentence, but it is not. Philippians 4:13 follows that statement with two very significant words, "through Christ." Now, what a difference those words make. It is not a boast of personal ability, but of divine provision. I can do all things through Christ. What a relief. I'm not responsible for working in my own ability, but in His. I look to Him for strength. The Bible says, "They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Now that's the difference Jesus makes for the Christian. Jesus said He is the vine and we are the branches of the vine. That means as the stalk of the plant provides the life and nourishment that enables the limbs to produce fruit, so the Lord Jesus provides the life and nourishment for us that we may produce the fruit of the Spirit in a life of holiness and service. He enables and we produce. Thank the Lord for His help. Third, there is an acknowledgement of our resources. Look at the text again. 1, I can do all things. 2, I can do all things through Christ. 3, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, did you catch that third element of the statement? It announces, Christ strengthens me. That is the resource of each Christian. Christ lives in me, is his glad announcement. He is the key to our resources. The Bible speaks of the Christian being strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now, what about that strength? Is it real? Is it sufficient? The Bible replies that God's strength in the believer is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, here is a power which is able to perform all that we have the faith to ask, and even all we can conceive and not have faith to ask. That is the giant's strength in infant's arms when God works through us. Do you remember the story of Samson, the strong man in the Old Testament? As a child, I thought of him as the giant of the man, but now I think not. Delilah begged him to tell her the secret of his strength, indicating it was not evident by what could be seen or felt in his physical body. His strength was the anointing of the Lord. When God's power came upon him, Samson was able to do what no other man could do. He worked in the strength of the Lord. Now, such strength is available to you in the spiritual realm. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Believe it without question. Act upon it without reservation. You'll be amazed at God's power in you. How does that relate to a healthy mind? It relieves worries, tensions, and fears. No matter what may come, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No matter how difficult the trial may be now, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No matter how demanding the service, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I encourage you, cease worrying and begin trusting. Your mind will have health as you set it upon the Lord, trusting Him rather than assuming responsibilities as if God were a stranger to you. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a healthy mind. And dear Father, we thank you for what you have done in our minds. We promise you, because you've made it possible for us, we will guard our attitudes. We will keep a spirit of prayer. We will discipline our thoughts. We will maintain Christian fellowship. We will depend on the Lord. And we make this solemn commitment to you to begin now. In the name of Jesus, amen.